This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 499, How Lists Gave You False Confidence.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn about three kinds of IELTS lists that eat your time and stop your learning process so you are not ready on exam day.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
So good. I get to eat lunch soon.
That's good.
Yeah, I love good food.
Oh, me too. So I have a question for you. Are you a list maker? Do you like to make lists?
Oh, my God. I make lists of everything. I make lists on my hand. Okay. So just to give you, this is serious, completely true, guys. I'm sitting at my computer, obviously talking on the microphone, right? We're recording. I'm just looking straight ahead at my wall. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, Whoa. 10 lists just in front of my face.
Whoa, that's a lot of lists. So you're definitely a list maker.
Yes. And they all have different purposes. They mm-hmm. all have different time frames. They all have different contexts. They are, yes, that's the key. I'm not just like listing everything in my life in one document and then going on that. No, right. I'm very organized.
Yeah. I mean, if you took some of the things on those lists and then if you didn't know what the point was for them, those actions, for example, or where those actions fit with other things on the list or other things not on the list, how would they work for you?
Exactly. The thing is, guys, these lists only have meaning to me. They are context. They are, right? Like, yeah. If I give this list to someone else and I'd be like, this is your to-do list today. Mm-hmm. First of all, they wouldn't be able to do half of the things on there. They wouldn't know what the other half meant. It would be impossible. It wouldn't work for them. So lists do work, guys, for sure. If you make them yourself and they mean something to you. Yes. Like, that's the difference.
That's huge. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I mean, that really does apply to IELTS. And, you know, part of one of the things we like to do with you guys is show you how to find the right information for IELTS and what to avoid as the wrong information that doesn't help, right?
Exactly.
So what does this mean for IELTS? I mean, what's the connection here?
So, yeah, I had a really good question. There's so much synchronicity in life sometimes. Yeah. So in last week's Facebook Live event, guys, every week, every Thursday, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, there was a question, is there any website from which we can get brainstorming points for our task to essay? And it's funny, the synchronicity is that just the day before I was teaching a student who like whipped out of her folder this like 12-page document that she downloaded from some IELTS site, and it had like all these sample task two topics and then like 4 to 5 bullet points underneath with ideas. Okay, these aren't her ideas. She's not going to memorize these, you know, 1,000 ideas. And if they don't mean anything to her, she's not going to be able to support them with specific ideas or examples nor use them correctly. So
right.
I politely asked her to recycle it immediately.
Oh, good. Well, the problem is they're like,
in my mind, I mean, she hasn't learned how to come up with those ideas. She hasn't done the foundational work, right? It's just like this teacher has kind of fed her these ideas and and now, like, great, she has the ideas, but like you said, she can't memorize them for every possible question, but now she doesn't know how to come up with the ideas because she already has the ideas. So it seems to me like the key here is like learning how to, what is it, like teach a man to fish instead of like, I'm trying to pull in an analogy here and I just can't.
I was just telling James the other day, I was like, James, because he said something like funny that didn't make sense. And I was like, James, it's okay, buddy. You know, like I, you know, even on the podcast, Lindsay and I mess up idioms sometimes.
Oh, we mess them up every
teach
time.
A man to, give a man a fish he can eat for a day. Teach a man a fish he can eat for a lifetime. Boom. So yeah, that's what it comes down to, you guys. All these lists do is give you this false confidence. It's this magic band-aid that doesn't exist. You're not going to memorize any list that's you're definitely going to be able to use correctly on test day. You have to learn to discover and come up with these things yourselves. Okay? Like that's you have it's learning. That's what it comes down to. So, okay, we talked about how this wouldn't work. It's not going to necessarily probably not be any of the like exact question that you're going to get on exam day. So you're not going to use those ideas anyway. And then without context or vocabulary or anything, you're going to be lost. So you need to learn how to come up with the ideas yourselves. And we do that in the course, guys. We talk about brainstorming as a standalone skill. Mm-hmm. What are our examples? How do you find them? Where can we come up with them? You got to work on that. And it is hard for a lot of people. A lot of education systems don't teach people to brainstorm as we do in this country, right? Yeah. I know that, guys. I work with students all the time about brainstorming. It's something you got to learn. You got to practice. So that list, definitely stay away from that one. Another one, which we have touched on, vocab lists. What's wrong with vocab lists, Lindsay?
Well, I think it's the same idea. I mean, there are so many potential questions on the test where you would bring in different vocabulary. We just can't memorize everything. I mean, you know, we do a lot of vocab lessons though, right, on our YouTube channel. So true. I would throw that question back to you.
So I think the main difference between, there's a lot of differences. So on the one hand, you download, print out, or buy a book with like, you know, hundreds of words in it. And maybe it's just a list with a word form. Like this is a noun. And then maybe there's a definition. But honestly, a lot of the lists I see, like the AWL, people love the academic word list. It's just a list of individual words. Nobody uses them after they stare at this list. So there's that on the one hand, right? That is the list we're talking about. Mm. A lesson, a vocabulary lesson is different than a list. If you go to our YouTube channel, guys, and watch a vocab lesson with me, I give you context. I give you examples, definitions. Yeah. I use it in a sample answer. Yes. I talk about it, talk through it with you guys.
Pronunciation too, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then point to where you could use this on the test as well. So, yeah, there's a huge difference. And yes, I will admit, we have two vocabulary list bonuses in our course. But again, they are consumable and usable. They're short, 10 words each. Mm-hmm. We give you all the context you need. Yep. About how to use them correctly, informal, formal. Big difference.
Yeah, and the other cool thing I want to mention about those lists is that they're diverse words. They're words that are kind of broad. They're deep but broad words. Words that'll get you a 7 or higher, but they're also applicable for a bunch of different questions. So
exactly.
Those are better lists than the lists that you're going to find on these other websites where they give you 1,000 academic words and you don't know how to pronounce them. You don't know where they go.
Yeah, and some of them, like you said, like they're so specific. I'll look at the academic word list and be like, I've never used that word in my life. I have a master's degree and I've literally never used it. Yeah. So like, you're not going to use it on your IELTS exam. And I saw another IELTS vocab list recently broken down by topic and it was like architecture, for A, and then like 20 words. Guys, oh my gosh. Guys, you're not going to use those. So just, yeah, stay. Those are just, it's, they're time eaters.
I almost feel like it's a bit of the mentality for our listeners. There might be a feeling like I'm holding the word list in my hand, like I'm holding the answer bank in my hand. Yeah, I feel like that might be the mentality, a mistaken mentality, but that might be where people are coming from.
Exactly. Yeah. So guys, there's nothing you could print out and make you and help you skip steps. There's no skipping steps. You can't miss out on the learning of any of the skills. You can't. Holding these papers isn't teaching you anything, right? So and like with the first list, we said, no, you have to learn how to brainstorm. And we help you do that in our course. Mm-hmm. With vocab, you have to discover it yourselves, guys. If it's through vocab lessons with us, or if it's, which it should be, through reading and listening to native speaker material yourself, you have to discover your own vocab. You know, you can't just memorize the list. And so this last thing also is dangerous, guys. Printing out the lists of academic linking words. And I have a clear image of it in my head. I've used them in the past. They're separated into functions, right? These are for contrast. These are for addition. This is for blah, blah, blah. For examples or whatever. And those are helpful to a point, but you have to couple that with context, with knowing what's formal and informal, with knowing where to put them in an academic essay. You have to learn how to organize a body paragraph before you know which linking words go where. So to a point, it does kind of help, but you need all of these other lessons first.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, and that's why, you know, for example, in our course, like it does take a minimum of 30 days because passing IELTS is hard. Getting a 7 or higher is not easy. You know, I've seen courses out there that will say like, 10 days, you can get it in 10 days. No problem. I don't trust that. Because we give you the foundation. It's not as sexy as the 10-day, you know, let's get the 7 or higher in 10 days. But generally, the right path is not the fast and sexy path. It's the harder path. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, our course is fun. Like, it's fun. You know, you've got Jessica in there in the videos. She's got a great tone of voice. She knows the exam better than anyone. But you're going to need to commit at least 30 days to our step-by-step plan. It's just like, that's exactly just the way it is. Yeah. Yeah.
We're very honest about the sacrifice. I shouldn't say sacrifice. That sounds way too serious. We're very honest about the time you have to put in. We don't cut any corners. Okay. Right. And like Lindsay said, we've made it as fun as we possibly can. Yeah. You know, it's not easy. Nothing worthwhile is easy. Right. IELTS isn't simple, guys. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we've made the learning process as motivating and effective as possible. I can't tell you how much pleasure I get when I get to meet a student on Skype from our course. The first time we meet, because we get two sessions, right? But at the beginning of the first session, and they're like excited because they're like stoked, like they've enjoyed learning from me so far, right? Like enjoyed the lectures, and they're like, "Oh, it's you! Yay!" And it's like this, like genuine, you know, joy. It's awesome. So,
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. So, guys, it is fun. It totally is fun. But at the same time, you have to work hard. You know, there's no cutting corners to get that goal.
Yeah. And I think 30 days is really not that bad for a goal that's like true. IELTS. Like, that's really not, you know, a committed, you know, couple of hours a day for, you know, 30 days, take a day off a week. I think that's pretty darn good for getting over this hurdle that actually could change your life, the future of your life and your family or your education. Your income, man, that's pretty awesome.
It completely is. If there is such a magic shortcut, 30 days is kind of it. Like, it is kind of amazing. But guys, if you're not sure about when you should take your IELTS exam, if your English level is ready for the IELTS exam, we are completely honest with you about how much work you need to do, how much time you need to prepare. All you have to do is email Lindsay. And Lindsay lindsay@allearsenglish.com. And then you can get a 30-minute consult with me, guys. Of course, there's a fee because it is a class with me, but you do get a discount on the course if we talk and I decide you're ready. And again, we are completely honest with you about what it takes. So again, you can email Lindsay to get that consult with me, and then you'll and then you'll know. You'll say, okay, I need to take IELTS in 6 months. I need to wait. I could take it next month, you know?
Yeah, who knows? Right, exactly. We're not going to push you into it because we don't need to push people into it, right? A lot of people are already coming into the course. They're loving it. They're getting good results. And we're going to tell you what's best for you to do. All right, guys?
Yeah. Awesome. Our goal is to help you guys get good IELTS scores. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, no, just take it tomorrow. Just sign up for the course. Just to like get whatever tuition. No, like, we know. We'll tell
you. You got it. All right. This has been good, though. It's an important point, right? We can't just, it's like this feeling. We can think that we have the answers, all the answers, if we print off that list. But that's really just the opposite, guys. That is not having the answers, actually knowing the process to get the right answers, right? How to write an essay, what the examiner wants on the test, how to go through the reading test. That's what gets you those high scores.
Exactly, guys. You can't skip the work. You can't skip any steps. But you can have help doing them, right?
Like that's, you got it.
That's the other side. So, guys, so if you're ready to sign up for the course and get the strategies, if you're ready to do the work, if you're ready to commit to the process, learn the skills, really put yourself into this goal, sign up for the Three Keys IELTS Success System. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
You got it. All right, Jessica, we'll see you back here next week. Have a good day.
Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right, thanks for hanging out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.